Welcome back to Taboo Topic. This is your Sunday edition of Faith. As usual, I am your host, Ken Drew. And today is going to be a little bit different. Today I'm going to have a heart-to-heart and express what's been going on in my life and my faith. This week was something else. Put it nicely. It was something else. And before we go any further, we get the party on the road. I do want to remind everyone you can read future newsletters by typing in the URL at kenjin296.substack.com. RP kenjin296.substack.com. You can also follow me on Instagram by typing in kenjin_express. kenjin_express. And then last but not least, you can follow me on Facebook by typing in Taboo Topic. Look for the logo that says Honesty Equals Understanding. And in this episode, it's going to be a lot of honesty, and I hope you understand. With that said, I do also want to remind everyone that Taboo Topic, here we dare to question the narrative and think out loud. And before I go any further, stay tuned. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to Taboo Topic. I am your host, Ken Drew. And before I go any further, I want to ask everyone, did you go to church today? If so, what was today's message? And if you didn't go to church today, why not? You can reach out to me through the social media platforms and let me know your answers. I will definitely respond, given my audience being so small. Me personally, and this kind of gets into the real talk I'm about to give y'all today. But I actually went to a new church today. I went to a new church. They talked about basically the gospel, more or less. And they're going over the Jewish festivals. It was pretty interesting. No one had ever explained like the tradition of the Jewish festivals, especially during that time period when Jesus was alive. And then they had communion afterwards. Very small church. The setup was pretty janky. They actually had their sermon at a school. A Christian school, more specifically. And actually had to go upstairs. And I mean, I want to give the church a chance and see where this one goes. I'm not sure it's going to be a long-term thing, given that I may be leaving and moving back to my home state of Florida soon. But if I end up here in Texas, in particular San Antonio area, I definitely want to find a church that I'm going to be at for at least the next 2 to 3 years. This is the first time I went to a different church in, gosh, almost a year now. Yeah, it's been almost a year now. I went to another church in town. Well, it wasn't necessarily in the city. It was a little bit outside. It was more of a suburban part of the city. And I went there for like the last year, I would say. And it was a great church. I enjoyed it for a while. I remember when I talked to some friends from another church that I was a part of for 2 years, 2.5 years. Compared to that church, I was like, man, the community here is great. Like, I just bragged about them the whole nine yards. And then a month ago happened. And it's been about a month now. But I've hit this season where, frankly, I'm very depressed. I'm struggling deeply with my mental health. And in a Bible study, I opened up. I wept. I wept like a baby. Had my sunglasses on. And something that had never happened before, that I thought at that particular moment that God answered my prayer, in a sense of, I finally found that community that will accept me for who I am no matter what season I'm in. As I wept, people put their hands around me, prayed, hugged, offered words of comfort, such as, "You don't have to go through this alone. We're here. Let us know if you need anything." The whole nine yards. I whispered to someone beside me saying, "I want to die." And that's how the train rolled as far as me crying. So not everyone heard me say those words, but they just saw me crying, so they thought, like, well, he's clearly needing a prayer, so everyone came around. And in this particular group, they had like these note cards that had prayer requests. And that prayer request is the same thing, like, I need divine intervention, like, I'm having those thoughts. But I kept myself anonymous because I didn't want the attention. I didn't want the whole world to lose their mind. There's a reason why I just whispered to someone like beside me, not the whole made an announcement to everyone and say, "Hey guys, I'm dealing with this." With that said, someone connected the dots, called the pastor, then the pastor called me, and same thing, just offered me words of comfort and prayer, which I felt exposed at that moment. But what he's not the main pastor, but he's one of the pastors there, but he offered me reassurance that, the church is a safe space for me to be in, and that no one's view of me changed as a result. Now that was a month ago. Fast forward to the two weeks after, because you only meet up once a week for those Bible studies, as most groups would do, unless you're a A plus community. I went to those meetings and I kept it to myself. Didn't really talk. I think I may have said like maybe one or two words the entire time. So total of like maybe five words that came out of my mouth those 2 weeks. Just kept it to myself. I was definitely feeling social anxiety given that I had never been vulnerable like that before. And so for me, it was new territory. I didn't know what to do. When I'm in an unfamiliar territory, I tend to shut down. Like, I need that reassurance that it's okay to be there. It's okay that no one has a different view of me as a result. Some people said some things to me, like, but they were very dead-ended questions, such as, "You hungry?" Because they would offer food. And I would say, "No. No, thank you." And someone may ask me, like, "How are you doing?" "Good." That's it, really. And I say that because this week I got a phone call from one of the pastors, the same pastor that called me the night before. And I guess it's only been 3 weeks, but we're going into 4 weeks, so 4 weeks equals a month. I'm rounding up. But he called me to tell me that I shouldn't go there anymore because people will feel uncomfortable and they think I'm an endangerment. Too many red flags. Not responding to people, whatever. Not talking to people. It came back to bite me, keeping it to myself. I don't know if it's just a me thing, and if anyone hears me when I say they may have experienced this during their walk with Christ when trying to find a church home, but it would appear to me that I don't seem to quite fit in any church At least this has been my experience in my adulthood. Since I've become an adult in my walk with Christ, when I was a teenager, it was a little bit different. But as an adult, in particular, it seems as though unless I conformed to the personality that the church wants me to become, then at some point, they'll find a way to make you feel as though you're not welcomed in that environment. This time around, it just so happens that they actually straight up told me, like, we don't want you here. And the pastor said, oh, God bless his heart, he told me, hey, please, by all means, still come to Sunday sermons. Which at that point, I was ready to just chuck my phone across the room. Isn't it interesting how when someone's going through something that we find ourselves making it about us instead of the person that's going through that season? We went from I'm here for you to let us know if you need anything to saying we don't want you here. A few people called the pastor and convinced him that it was better not coming. That hurt. And it's hard to believe that it was just this past week it happened. I got that phone call. I didn't even have a say in the matter. It was just the decision was already made for me. I didn't even have an option to defend myself. They didn't seem to want to hear my side of the story either. I was very hurt. But to go back to the question, who finds themselves in that purgatory state with the church where it seems like you can't really seem to fit in either or? Like, I feel like there's like this large independent base in the Christian community where they don't fully agree with the conservative church, or they don't fully agree with the progressive church, and as a result, unless you conform to either or completely to the way they want you to believe, they kind of you're the first one to get singled out. You're the first one off the ship. First one off the ship. I do think there's a big, large, independent base out there. But I don't know. You don't hear them that often. But I think those are the people that are the ones that probably you're not going to find in an actual church building on a Sunday. If anything, the probably the most they'll do is get a round up a small group of believers in their own little community and then meet up at home, and that's their church. I'm reminded of this piece of scripture that really hit home as far as how I've been feeling about this whole situation from Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 through 12, saying, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand with him, or two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. We're not meant to walk on this earth alone. But it seems as though in the midst of the arguments between the progressives and conservatives, they're creating this large base and singling anyone out who doesn't fully buy in to their program, air quote. Mental health is just something that people still don't understand. We've come a long way, a long way, in the last 10 years, even. We've really expedited the understanding of mental health. But I guess as I was reminded, in this week in particular, we still have a long way to go. And so, as a result of me being singled out, pretty much said, all right, well, because before then, I was helping out the church youth. I was pretty much one of the volunteers slash small group leaders for the teenagers. I myself and a couple other guys, adults, were in charge of leading the high school boys. And I want to say it was like the week after I wept, the pastor called my boss, the youth pastor. Well, he's not really my boss. I never got paid, but you get the idea. First, it was you can't be a small group leader anymore. Then it was because I was supposed to help them out with a camp. I was like one of the four or five adults that were going to help out at like this camp the next week they were going to have it at. Then it was, you can't go to the camp. Then it was, I can't even be around my own peers in a Bible study group. Like, at that point, I said, all right, I'm moving on. I'm moving on. And I want people to understand too, like when I'm telling you this story, it's not everyone in that church that was a part of this culture. There have been people that have reached out to me and expressed they don't agree with this. Even my youth pastor, when he told me I couldn't come or be a small group leader anymore, he really resented doing that. Like, he tried to go to bat for me and everything like that. So it's not everyone. But I do pray that there would be a day where we can actually, at least when it comes to mental health, be honest how we are. And if we are going through a season, no matter what season, be accepted. Because two is better than one. It was a hard pill to swallow. So if there's anyone out here listening, do pray for me. Do pray for me. Pray that I actually find that community that will take me in no matter what season I'm in. Because everyone has their breaking point. And at this point, it's going to take literally God's will and strength to push me through this season because I just cannot do it anymore. I know this is a rather depressing episode. But I do want to encourage this. I will leave you with this encouragement at least. If you do feel as though you're in that purgatory state where you have your faith with God, you're born again, but for some reason you always feel like an outcast. You're not alone in that. I'm raising my hand. You can't physically see me raise my hand, but I'm raising my hand and saying, you are not alone. I feel that way too. And if you feel that way, please reach out to me and let me know. Because, yeah. No one should have to go through, deal with things alone. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your son, Jesus. He came onto this earth and willingly traded his perfections for our sins. I pray if there's any listener, if they don't know you, that they would learn the true meaning of who you are, what the gospel is, and repent of their sins. And I pray for the Christians out there who feel as though they are an outcast, who feel like they're part of that independent base. I pray that you would give us a community and make it an army of outcasts that know you, know your word, not only through your heart, but their minds as well. I pray that you'd make an army of us. God, we're tired of the back and forth. We're tired of the contradictions and hypocrisy. We're tired of the backtracking. I pray for those who feel that way, like I do, that there would be a community. And I also want to pray for the church I left. I know it's not everyone in that church, Father. It's not everyone in that church. I pray that church would grow in their understanding with mental health so that the next person who's in a similar situation as I am doesn't happen to them. And I thank you for the people that have reached out to me in particular to express that I'm not alone still. And that I'm not gone off the deep end in thinking that I feel shafted, validating what I thought was going on. It's good to know that we're not alone. It's never good to feel alone and be surrounded by people who make you feel alone, God. And I pray that that would stop for all of us who feel that way and be surrounded by people who won't make you feel alone. In this, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And we'll be back shortly after this break. Welcome back to Taboo Topic. As usual, I am your host, Ken Drew, and this is your Sunday edition of Faith. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in today and listening to today's more rather depressing episode. Probably the most depressing I've ever made, but I hope you appreciate the honesty nonetheless. I do want to remind everyone before I let you go and I see you again on Wednesday that you could leave a review no matter what platform you're listening to this podcast from. Please, leave a review. Let me know how I could better serve you. Hopefully, I know I'm great. Hopefully, it's a 5-star you give. But if there's improvements I can make, by all means, reach out to me. Give me that review on the platform you listen to this from. And with that said, everyone, I hope you have a great rest of the Sunday and a blessed Monday, Tuesday, and then I'll see you again Wednesday.